The same environmentalists who scored a landslide for Amendment 1 in November are watching their biggest priority die a slow death in the legislature. Will Aberger, a principal author.
Voters knew what they were voting for when they voted yes to fund the Land Acquisition Trust Fund. The words acquisition appear in the amendment text 18 times.
Here's Republican Chairman Alan Hayes of Umatilla explaining why the Senate wants to spend just $22 million on Florida Forever, a $350 million item in its heyday.
We already own, for conservation purposes only, in the state of Florida, 9,405,085 acres of land.
He says taking more land off the tax rolls is fiscally irresponsible. But Democratic Senator Darren Soto of Orlando says there's more at stake than a small percentage of an $80 billion budget.
We have a huge wildlife corridor that still needs to be acquired. We have species that may disappear from this earth if we don't deal with these corridors, particularly the Florida panther.
Senate Republicans agreed to bump Florida Forever spending to $50 million. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a South Florida Democrat, blasted House Republicans for proposing just $2 million for Florida Forever.
That's just a pathetic and paltry sum, and it really flagrantly thumbs their nose in the face of the will of Florida's voters.
Democrats hauled out political and economic arguments. Cutting Florida Forever funding dents the legacy of former Governor Jeb Bush, who enthusiastically signed Florida Forever into law. And Sierra Club lobbyist David Cullen warns the ecology is an economic engine we ignore at our own peril.
And then the state and all of the people in the state will be facing much higher costs because they're going to have to replace those ecosystem services that they thought were free. They'll find out they're not.
The House and Senate won't begin serious budget negotiations until they take a final vote on their competing spending plans. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.